Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes, and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you've been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. I want to make sure that you know about Turtle Journeys, named in honor of my first shamanic guide. They happen every new and full moon via conference call, so it's audio only. And the only way that you can get that number and find out when they are is to sign up for my newsletter, which you can do at myshamaniclife.com, or join us in the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. And the links to both will be in the show notes. While I record this, a new pet turtle rescue is walking around my office, sporting a smooth and shiny shell that required 3 days of scrubbing and peeling old stuck shed to get it to look like that. I'm almost ready to teach Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner virtually this weekend. I have a pile of donated turtle supplies to sort and put away. And my home is, well, it's livable. And that's the best I can say. I'm feeling the pressure of the wildlife rehab season, which is coming soon. And meanwhile, wars are still raging. Wolves are still being slaughtered. We haven't solved our climate crisis. And my personal life is generally chaotic. If you caught my last episode, you know that I've been struggling with balance, and to be honest, I'm feeling pretty tired. And you may be feeling that too. So I decided with this episode to do a yoga practice that really honors that tired, making it completely supine until the end when you're invited to sit for meditation. So if you'd like to join me for this practice, which will be fairly short, unroll your mat and lay on your back. Stretch your feet out, or if that bothers your low back, tuck something underneath your knees. And if you're able, extend your arms up over your head, lay them on the floor, so that your body is fully extended. Wiggle just a little bit to release any tension that might be preventing you from relaxing into the floor. And really sink into your mat. Bring your attention to your breath. For a moment, simply watch your breath flow in and out. Now take a really deep breath in. Open your mouth and let it out with an audible sigh. Again, take another deep breath in. And as you sigh it out, let go through your body a little bit more. And once again, deep breath in. And sigh with surrender. Now, as you take your next breath in, stretch your fingers overhead a little bit more. Reach down through your toes and lengthen. And as you exhale, bring your knees up to your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees and hug them in. Now continue to breathe deeply. And as you inhale, allow your abdomen to press your thighs away from your chest a little bit. And as you exhale and your belly empties, hug your knees in tighter. Inhale, let the knees move away as your abdomen fills with breath and presses against your thighs. Exhale, pull your knees in as your abdomen empties. And continue a few more of these so that your legs are like you're pumping a bellows. Inhale, really let there be space for that breath to fill into your abdomen. Exhale, pull in, draw your navel towards your spine, squeeze all the air out. One more. And exhale. And then release your knees and set your feet down on the floor. Now drop your knees apart and bring the soles of your feet together. And if you're noticing that this creates some strain in your knees or hips, move your feet a little further away or tuck some kind of support underneath your thighs. So it could be a cushion or a yoga block or anything that you have handy. As your knees fall open, relax into your hips. Rest your arms a little bit away from your sides. You can turn your palms up if that feels better in your shoulders. And breathe into your abdomen. Feel the rise and fall of your belly. Reiki attuned. I find this a really good position to offer some Reiki to the low belly, to the hips. So you can lay your hands there and intend for some Reiki to flow. I often combine my yoga and Reiki practices when I'm doing my own self-care. Take another breath. Slide your hands underneath your thighs and use your hands to lift your knees back up to center. Place your feet on the floor. Bring your right knee in towards your chest. And then open it out to the right side and cross your ankle over your left thigh so that it's near your knee. Flex your right foot. Now extend your arms out to the sides. And as you take your next exhale, drop your left knee out to the left side as if you were coming into Baddha Konasana. Keep your right ankle against the top of your knee. And let your right foot land on the floor so the sole of your foot is down. And your knee is up, and the top of your left knee is resting against the outside of your right ankle. Your right hip will have come off the floor. Keep relaxing your right shoulder down. And notice the sensations in your right side, down that side, in your right hip, maybe down the outside of your thigh. If you're feeling like that's too intense, you can move your left knee away from your ankle just a little bit so that there's less pressure. And of course, if this is very uncomfortable for you, if it feels like strain, come back up and switch to a twist with just both knees going over to the left. You might turn your head to the right a little bit, look out over your arm, away from your legs. Take some breaths here. Simply allow your body to relax into this position. This pose for just a little longer than usual to allow the connective tissues to open. Continue to breathe through it. Adjust if it starts to strain. Take a deep breath, and on your next inhale, Lift your left knee and let that carry your right foot back up, back into that starting position. And pause right there for a moment. And then very slowly slide your right foot up until it's hovering just above your left knee, and then rotate from your hip to turn your right knee towards you again. Keep your knee bent and set your right foot down on the floor next to the left. Pause there. Allow that pose to leave your body. Now bring your left knee towards your chest. Rotate it out to the left side, cross your left ankle over your right thigh very close to your knee, and flex your left foot. Slide your arms out so you're reaching out to the sides. And with your next exhale, drop your right knee open to the right side, taking your left foot with it until the sole of your left foot touches down. Your left knee will be pointing up, and now your right knee is resting on the outside of your left ankle. Again, check in with what's going on your side, in the left side. What's happening in the left side of your waist, your left hip, the outer part of your left thigh? If there's strain, adjust the pressure between your right knee and your left ankle. Keep your left shoulder relaxed even as that left hip comes up. And if it feels good for your neck, you can look to the left. And come back to your breath. And again, we're going to hold for a little while to allow the connective tissue some time to open. Breathing with it. Deep breaths. If you notice you start to tense, take a deep inhale and sigh with an exhale. Allow your body to relax. Another deep breath. And on your next inhale, lift your right knee. Let that carry your left foot back up until your right foot is back on the floor. Pause there for a moment. And then moving slowly, slide your left ankle up until your foot is hovering above your right knee. And then very slowly, from your left hip, turn your left knee back towards your chest. Keep your knee bent, set your left foot down on the floor, and pause. Allow that pose to leave. Now bring both knees to your chest and roll over onto one side. Use your arm like a pillow so you can rest here for just a moment. Now press your hands into the floor and slowly transition into a comfortable seated position. Easy pose with your ankles crossed if that's available. Half lotus, lotus, or another seated position that works better for you. Roll your shoulders down your back. Rest your hands on your thighs or knees. Close your eyes. And beginning at the top of your head, scan down through your body, becoming mindfully aware of whatever sensations are there in your physical body. Notice not only places where you feel discomfort or tightness, but also the places that feel relaxed and opened. Sensing the whole picture. Work your way all the way down to your toes. Just noticing. Bring your attention back to your breath. And watch your breath flow in and out. Your abdomen rise and fall. And I'm going to leave you here to sit in meditation for as long as you desire. Where you are in this moment. And honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.